Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Ohassan, joined as always by Big Jerv, by Jason Madison. Juju is out on assignment. He won't be joining us today. Trey is going to be joining us shortly. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to be reviewing, as always, Power and Snowfall. Only 2 episodes left in Snowfall. Be interested to see where this whole thing goes. Plus, breakups. This should be awkward, right? And yet sometimes freeing. It's funny, like in the movies, everyone's always sad for the breakup. But like, actually, it's like, oh, thank God. But first and foremost, let me get to the housekeeping. Say www.housekeeping.com patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the added content. Shout out to all of you guys that joined us in the watch along, the rewatchingtons of Never Back Down, me and Zach and Anthony Mays. We did that. You guys brought it. It was fun. Be on the lookout. A week from today, we're going to have another one. I wish I could tell you what it was. I do not remember. But all the extra content like that, like the OG podcast, like the Discord, all that you can find on the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. Also, twitter.com/countthedings. Check that pinned tweet at the top. It's the supporting Jade's family. Jade, if you don't know, was in an accident. We had a little fundraiser thing on behalf of The Athletic last week. A lot of people showed out. We have now passed the 1,000 donor threshold. So thank you to everyone who's donated. We're still short of that $100,000 goal. If you can join in there, throw a little something, $10, $5, $20, whatever you can do, whatever you feel comfortable, is much appreciated, not only by Jade's family, but also by all of us here. So please do that. All right. Let's get started. Let's get started before we get into the festival. Yeah, go ahead, Jace.
I was gonna say I really wish Juju was here because I wanted to, you know, give him his flowers for acknowledging Tony Yayo in the whole Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark debacle. I thought the whitest point of it all was everybody saying that was John Cena's dance. and I was like, somebody please acknowledge that this is the Tony Yayo. Like,
Jason, that shit wasn't even that long ago, right?
No, like,
was it? Maybe I'm old.
Define not too long ago, because I'm coming up on my...
Right, 2005.
My nigga, that's almost 20.
That's true. It is almost 20 years.
It's almost 20 years ago. Well, no, TikTok kids. No, that wasn't 2005. No, hell no, because I was in college. I was in college for the Tony.
Oh, it was like 04, 05 around that time, right?
Maybe it was like 03.
Maybe 03.
Whenever G Unit was really hot,
he was in jail. 03.
Like, oh, right.
Like,
either way, it's coming up on 20 years, fam.
Free AO. Forgot about that whole thing. But yeah. He's the architect of this whole situation. Yeah. And what a great dance move it was. Like, come on. Like, you can't tell me you didn't do that in the club.
That's a dance move, kids. That is a dance move. All this TikTok shit y'all doing, those ain't dance moves. This is a dance move. I'm going to tell you
right now, man. I didn't even know that John Cena did that shit.
Right. I wasn't really hip. I saw that clip, though, years ago. So that's how I actually got introduced to it, was people was circulating that clip a long time ago where he's on whatever talk show, Jimmy Fallon or whatever. And I was like, huh? And then I went and like looked up the shit, and then I saw the nigga rapping. I'm like, this nigga's rapping.
Y'all see the rap?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Hold on, man. I wish I had a flag because I threw that shit right. Y'all trying to sit here and tell me y'all so tapped in with everything that's going on in the world, keeping up with trending topics and all that stuff. Y'all trying to tell me y'all had no idea that John Cena did that? Y'all didn't even like, come on.
Nah. I was tapped out of wrestling like after The Rock.
So. Well, hold on. I never tapped
hold
in.
Hold on, bro. Hold yeah, on, bro. I'm not still in the wrestling.
You kind of have the profile of a nigga that be into wrestling. Let me just say that right now.
Low. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just, you know.
Just saying.
Yeah. Just saying. But yeah, no, I tapped out like after the Attitude Era. So I really only kind of tangentially knew about like Brock Lesnar and John Cena and like whatever else was going on in the wrestling at that time. Like, all that shit was kind of foreign to me.
Nah, bro. I mean, I tapped out probably before whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So the Rock, Stone Cold, Mick Foley, The Undertaker.
Yeah. That's the golden era of wrestling, right there.
Yeah, that's called the Attitude Era.
Yeah. Didn't know. didn't know, my guy. Thank you.
Yeah. DX, I thought it was
I thought it was a tag. I thought it was a tag team or something.
Nah.
Oh my God! It's the Attitude Era. Yeah.
The Dudley Boys are coming behind them. Yeah. No. But I tapped. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you knew if you wasn't tapped in because I wasn't watching that shit. So.
He popped on the scene. I don't. You know. I know. I'm sure a listener will fact check and be like,
"Nigga, you were tapped in." Just tell me.
I'm not. Dog. I wish. Because it looks interesting at times. Like they promote the fuck out of that shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They make you want to tap in. But nah, dog. I think the last time I watched a wrestling match on my own with my own free will was when Undertaker streak ended at WrestleMania, and that I had the same reaction as that black dude that went viral that was just sitting with the glasses, bruh. Yeah. I was like, oh fuck no, hell no, this is bogus, you know what I mean? But yeah, that was like the last time I really watched, and I only watched before that, like I think before that I might have watched when Mayweather fought whoever the fuck he fought at WrestleMania. Like, yeah. They sucked me in it for WrestleMania. Whoa. I get sucked in. I said pause, bro. Come on. Come on.
Welcome, Trey. Welcome to the conversation.
What's up, Trayvon?
What's up, brothers?
Oh, man, you looking extra studious today, my G. Like, you about to drop knowledge.
He posted a picture of him from Easter from when he was a kid. You was a little black nigga, man. I know they fuck with you every day. Exposure didn't work, nothing. The camera advancements now allow Trey to be photographed.
Nah, my nickname was
exposure didn't work.
My nickname was Big Head. It was Big Head, and then also like obviously from the kids, I got the like black ass jokes and shit.
Oh, so, I was gonna say, nigga, there's somehow some way black is in one. I was gonna say if somebody called you a kid,
probably black.
No way.
Yeah, nah. That I was like 6 years old. Somebody said, "Was I naked?"
I do that joke. If I see a dark skinned nigga with like a black t-shirt on, I'm like, come on, Faye, you gotta put a shirt on, bro. Come on, what are you doing today?
Yeah, like they were calling me Winnie the Pooh because I had on like a white
black jeans. Yeah, black jeans on and a white shirt.
Yeah. Well, no, it was the white dress shirt with the tie.
Oh,
but like you know, like it was
on
crazy.
Easter. Damn, the niggas. Yeah.
I mean, that's why my skin so, you know what I mean, tough, bro. Like, niggas used to have them black jokes for sure. Like I said, Trippin' didn't help me, man, that the nigga, you know, he was dark. And anything that was dark, like a character that was like dark skin and it had like humor, it always rolled off to me in my childhood. Like a nigga go see the movie and then they would like,
take those jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it'd be some stupid shit. Like I played AAU basketball. I remember sharing my room with somebody and like, I remember bringing a video game. So niggas was coming to my room and he was like, nigga, you can't turn the light off. Nigga, we can't see Trey.
That's a classic one.
Yeah.
You know, the universal jokes of my childhood. Mm-hmm. By the way, Trey, you know what you look like? You look like you directing a movie. The niggas that be directing movies always be having the hat and the glasses and the headset on and shit. Mm-hmm. Action.
The way this nigga going, we gonna see a billboard in like a fucking day.
Black to the future.
There we go.
Black to the future.
Mm-hmm. I missed y'all though, man. Thanks for having me, man. It's been a while.
How was McDonald's?
I mean, you know, the production is always crazy because, you know, you're on the road for 9 days, 15-hour work days and stuff like that. But it was a lot of politics that goes into that. You know, we had some Nike kids playing an Adidas game. So it was interesting. I mentioned on the CTD pod that, you know, not CTD, but for the Jadathon, that actually dealing with Bronny, right? He gets such a bad rep because you don't actually hear the words come out of his mouth. It's normally headlines. Yep. It's normally a story. It's a word of mouth. And I got a chance to spend like numerous hours with this kid, and he's truly a kid, but I think he forgets that he's a celebrity kid. You get what I'm saying? So you get caught in this moment of like, oh, Jason the homie, Jerv the homie, I'm gonna go over here with him. And it's like, nah, nigga, you are still LeBron James Jr. No matter what you change it. You know what I mean? So he had a bodyguard. And
he's famous on two levels. That's it's crazy because he's beginning to be famous in his own right for his basketball, right? Playing in the McDonald's game, playing in the Hoop Summit, all that stuff. But also, your dad is the most famous athlete right now, and maybe in America, and definitely in America, maybe in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even if you was whack, even if you was trash at basketball, nigga, you still famous because LeBron's your dad.
Well, Michael Jordan's kids ain't famous.
I mean, but they also
the differ.
I mean, now, but when they was Bronny's age, nobody
that's not
knew
true,
him. Bro.
That's not
he
true.
Was not famous.
No, that's
you
not true.
You could not see them.
Jason,
times was different, bro. It was different, bro.
First of all, Jason, you got to look at it like this: if social media existed, Marcus Jordan would be on every single fucking mention. You know what I mean? Because he was doing the most. We caught him like the beginning of the end of his playing career. But like, think
that
about
scandal.
The micro. But shit, but the porn chicks. Like this nigga was doing a lot of fucking wilding. Things in the wild. You get what I'm saying? That nigga was wilding to a point where it was like, imagine Michael Jordan playing and his kids are trying to play in high school at the same time as Michael Jordan playing. Nigga, that shit would be.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck if he made his first left hand layup. Nigga, that shit gonna be a story.
Yeah, I remember Eric Gordon playing against
they
one
beat
of them
Eric
in,
Gordon
in
beat their ass on ESPN.
Beat their ass and on ESPN, and the kids in the sign had the sign goes in the real Eric Gordon. I was like, damn, that nigga's whack with the sign, but damn, like he couldn't, they couldn't have a regular life, man. Yeah. Now you and to introduce social media to it the way it is now. Yeah, the nigga will be everywhere, especially like him selling his dad's sneakers. Like that would have been. Imagine, can you imagine Bronny doing that right now?
Wait, he sold Jordan.
Oh, you don't know the story?
Nah,
nigga, Marcus Jordan fucking backdoored his dad, bro. Wait. Pause if need be.
No
but,
pause needed.
Yeah, tell the story.
So basically, he inherited this store, right? It's called Trophy Room, and
yeah, I know.
They
Trophy
gave
Room.
Him a specific amount of shoes. For this specific release, it's a Trophy Room exclusive, yeah. Right? And everybody's like, oh, you know, if you do this or you follow this account or you get this, you're going to get access to buy them. Well, when it time it came for the release, he sold the motherfucking shoes to the niggas that are the street seller, reseller niggas, instead of letting general public get it. So what? It was one nigga just
how did niggas find out?
A fucking... Because the nigga who was selling them was like, yeah, shout out to the plug.
Shout out to the plug.
And it was like a wall. And it was a wall of sneakers. And it's like, it's the only nigga who has these. Yeah. So, of course, it comes back to you. You're not being smart, bro, and you're trying to get over. And I'm sure I could only imagine what that conversation is. Like, your dad's Michael Jordan. You have to.
Oh, because
that's gotta suck. I don't want Michael Jordan as my dad.
I mean, but think about it in this sense. Like, nigga, you
come
don't
on,
need
Jerv.
It. You don't need it. No, come on, Jerv. You would not want to be Jordan's son.
No way.
Nah.
I mean, with all due respect to my pop, who I love and adore, I mean, I'm up, nigga. Give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about. I'm up. I'm smashing my pop's homie's ex-wife right now, dog.
That's not a flex.
It's not a flex, sir.
That's not a flex, by the way.
It depends on whose eyes you looking at it from, fam.
Nah, because listen, you looking at it from a pettiness flex, bro.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like, yeah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I'm 33. I'm a millionaire. I'm going for Coder. Quit playing with me, Jerv. Going for Coder. If I'm 33 and I'm a millionaire, I'm going
multi-millionaire, man. Like,
I never have to worry about money again. I could have three bad investments and still be rich.
No, Jerv, I'll give him this. Like, you can smash, you can't wife it up. Man. Come on.
Yeah.
And that's tricky. Came out that Scotty demanded sex five times a day. He's doing that shit for 17 years. What you think that shit look like? Pastrami?
Y'all niggas acting like Marcus about to like marry this Joan. She's gonna be fucking gone for real.
Jerk. Oh, y'all give me. They're soulmates.
Nigga, yo, I can go through a couple photo albums. You're holding, you come through. I can show you some soulmates there too.
Holding hands. <Damn. laughs> She said, "Can you hold my hand?" Absolutely.
Oh my God, this nigga's just playing a role. He a sick nigga. sick audition for the buns.
And he won't even watch wrestling. Let me ask you a different question. Hold on. Let me ask a different question, kind of related to all this. So I'm watching the Nike Hoop Summit last night, and the girls' game goes first, and then the boys' game goes on. And during like halftime, one of the breaks, the girls, because they're done with their game, came courtside to take pictures with LeBron. Yeah, selfies with LeBron. All right, cool. Some of them take pictures with Savannah. I get it. Savannah's beautiful, and she's famous in her own right, and an inspiration, all that stuff. And then a couple took pictures with the little baby. And I'm like,
yeah.
No,
it's the first family.
Right.
Come on, for sure. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about a family pick with all three, but I'm talking about, come on here, little Zuri. Let's take a pick, just me and
hey,
you.
But
that's
but
weird.
If, but here we go. Think about this. Kanye West, Kim Kardashian West, Nori. Niggas is going to ask for a picture with Nori. As crazy as it is to you and me, everybody a fucking celebrity now.
Dog, I'm not saying she's not a celebrity. She's obviously she's famous. She gets pictures with her parents a lot and all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you what the saddest part for me was. This baby took the picture and instantly had the picture face and the smile like someone who's been to the LeBron James school of, yo, when these people in public come out and meet you, you can't say, get the fuck away from me. You have to be gracious and all that. And I felt so sad. She like 7, 8 years old, dude.
Yeah, she and has her already... own business entity already. Yeah.
Yeah. That's she a sick throwback Thursday somebody has in like fucking 10 years, dog.
Yeah, because it's going to be like, that's the same shit if niggas took a picture with Blue Ivy, nigga. You could be like.
Or the right, Obama, or the Obama daughters.
Right. It's like a young Michael Jackson almost. Like
it's nah, whack, but like
I'm just saying when you like if you're
hold
a kid,
hold on. Brother.
I'm just saying as a young kid, like he
He's
Mike was
prodigy,
seven.
Prodigy.
Yeah, like a seven.
Mike was doing shit. He was
doing. I'm just saying he was
that nigga had hits.
He was,
but
he
nah,
was Mike.
But she's a. Here's the thing. I mean, she's TikTok famous. She's verified on TikTok. And this is also social currency, by the way. You got to understand this.
Of course.
When you post that shit. Your shit gonna be lit. You get what I'm saying? Like I work.
She's so cute,
baby man.
But here's the thing: if think about a nigga that don't he know you, but he know like oh me don't really like taking pictures, but fuck it, I'm gonna take a picture with a meme because I'm gonna get these likes. You get what I'm saying? You might not say shit to that nigga, but the caption gonna be like, "Hey, broke bread with my bro, Amin." And you
no.
This nigga just asked me.
Thanks for the advice.
But I understand like the sadness of like the child burnout, the celebrity burnout before she's even a kid. Like
she hasn't even
actually
done.
Yeah,
like she didn't even get to do her life yet, man. Like and y'all at like you're. I get it. 17 is a kid, also. But bro, come on, man. When I was 17, there's no chance I'd be like taking pictures with babies, man. I just couldn't.
You're a man though too. You're a man though too. If the boys team had done it, it would be super weird. Like if the young girls, it's a little different. The vibe, the energy is a little different.
I still don't even think it's weird at this point because again, you have to look at them like the first family.
Right.
Sadly, because America is groupies, bro. We need to. First of all, we make celebrities politicians.
Nigga, let's not talk about Jay-Z right now.
You get what I'm saying?
Jerp passing up the $100,000 for
dinner with Ho. No,
you definitely would have dinner.
My nigga,
with
don't believe the hype, Jay. Don't
you a dinner with Ho, nigga?
I'm really not, though. I want that bread. Fuck that nigga.
Yo,
this is the first time I ever seen Jerv diss on Jay-Z, man.
That's not a diss. Hov would be like, yo, why the fuck did you take this? Why didn't you take the money? You're broke still.
What if it was dinner like on his yacht, Jerv, in like the middle of like, you know, the Greece or something? Still not taking it?
How much bread am I getting? If I don't
have none. You're getting a flight there. You're getting like stay wherever you're gonna stay for the day or whatever it is, and you get to be on his yacht.
What's the scenery like on the yacht?
It's everything.
It's not Beyonce's not around.
Oh,
you guys are hanging out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
make some calls.
Listen,
you know,
I mean, I could be up and not have a night like that though. You know what I mean? Like. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what I'm saying. So
my nigga,
take the
my famous crush or something could walk on the fucking joint, and I have a chance.
Who's your famous crush?
Oh, Megan Good, dog. What?
That's Megan your Good. Famous crush? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ho.
She cool. She cool.
Oh, she's cool.
She's cool, man.
Hold on. I have a story about her.
I expected
coming to my high school basketball game actually. She can't.
We're not about to disrespect the beautiful black queen, are we?
No, no, I'm just saying. Okay.
She, like, put no slander on the queen,
nah,
brother.
She stopped traffic. Got worried. It was actually because I went to Verbum Days. It was actually the game where we played the Lopez twins, who are still in the NBA. Yeah. And I graduated high school almost 20 years ago, and Quincy Pondexter was the point guard for their team. I forgot what the exact school.
From Fresno. They were like, what's the name of that? They had some weird ass school.
Memorial. San Joaquin.
Okay, San Joaquin. San Joaquin. Yeah. So, but yeah, her and the homegirl, Miss Diddy, came to the basketball game, and they basically stopped traffic. Like,
who was they there for?
I think they was there for, who else was playing on our team? We had, maybe Mike Pagan.
Damn.
Yeah, I think Mike Pagan.
Hold on, yeah, I got to ask.
They don't know Mike Pagan, but Mike Pagan was a childhood actor.
Yeah, he was in How Stella Got the Groove Back.
He played it. That's who Mike Pagan is. Like, if you're going to say that type of name.
Hold up, I gotta ask. I know Trey's answer because Trey's just too fucking cool for it to even be a celebrity crush person. Y'all niggas for all kind of looked at me like I shot too low with Megan Good. I'm curious, who would your celebrity crushes be, or celebrity person, whatever the fuck the word you gotta use with it.
Do I need to answer this?
You don't have an answer. Like, you're too fucking.
That's not true. I just actually just. I mean,
I'll
reach my goal.
Touche.
Go ahead, Jason.
This nigga just shitted on me.
I don't even know if I.
Now everybody just too cool to fuck with some. Y'all niggas is hilarious.
I do want to say this though, like, Derv, the concept of your crush walking in and you having a chance because you're there. That shit did hit me a little bit at Dreamville Fest, because I was at like the commissary, because I had the artist pass so I could go into where they had catering, right? And while I was there, the backup dancers for, was it Summer Walker? Or was it for, it was somebody's backup dancers. It was in there, and like, I realized in that moment, I was like, oh man, like, totally approachable right now because we're all back here. Surely I had to be somebody, right? And I just it's good to know that power exists. That, like, if you catch them in the right setting when they're not like doing something and being recognized, you just, hey man, I'm just trying to get some extra, you know, cucumbers in my salad over here. Just all it takes is one well-timed joke. And your boy is fast tracking right there.
Get the a chuckle takes you a long way, my guy.
All I need, ladies.
It's low key like a Mission Impossible type of situation, because it's like you sliding through the world and you just happen to land in that one spot. And if you twist the key the right way, like, hey, I've seen it happen. I've been a part of it. It's magical.
Well, shout out to me for holding it down for the regular 9-to-5, the 9-to-5ers out here who still, you know, have dreams and hopes. Not y'all famous niggas.
You know what's crazy? I don't have celebrity crushes, man.
I know.
Most of the crushes I have are all like women that like nobody knows, but I'd be like, damn, that's one right there. But like the celebrities, like for the most part, like they had to be like, it's always something. I don't know. Like, and like, to me, it's always like here's really the eternal question that people ask, right? It's like, it's always something like, yo, Oprah, would you?
For the change?
And it's like, no, there's no money exchange.
Well, no, I'm good.
But like, there is a level of like, but then you get to say like, yeah, I took down Oprah. Like that, there is a cachet to
and
that.
That's, ain't nobody going to believe
thing.
You.
And that's the thing I think that holds weight where Jerv was talking about Larsa Pippen was more so like,
yep,
it's more of the brag. And I've never been into it for the brag, dog. Because like, again, you think about Jerv. Come on, man. Let me.
You're so cool, man.
Like, I'm not.
I just want to be as cool as you like one day when I just become mature, man.
I just really want value out of the hit. Like, if I'm going to hit, like, I don't want to be telling niggas, like, I smacked somebody else's chick, because, like, that ain't cool to me, bro.
Y'all niggas can't say Halle Berry or something? Like, y'all niggas
Y'all niggas is beautiful.
Crack, yo.
But here's the thing, Jerv. like I said, celebrity shit is cool, but to an extent.
This nigga Jervis sick right
this
now.
This nigga ain't trying to hear none of this
I'm
shit,
disgusted
right?
Disgusted in y'all. Like this is
it's so hard. Like I'm past my adolescence age of me like honestly believe this shit could actually happen, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like
I'm on the other end, Trey. I feel like
I'm everybody type though. At the end of the day,
George.
Shout out to
have a flashlight.
No, but I'm saying seriously, I feel like at this point in time, with the right time and the right situation, anything can happen.
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
Jerv, you can't say, well, yeah, because if you were in that position and you're in that room, are you shy? Are you talking? Are you going to be aggressive?
Nigga. I'm going to do what Amin said. I'm going to tell my joke, and if she chuckles, I'm going for the gusto, nigga. Like,
if she chuckles, that's where Jerv turns and looks at the camera. It's on. that fourth wall. Let him know.
So you're relying on humor to get in.
I'm relying on being myself. I just need the opportunity to be around so I can just be me.
Okay. So it shouldn't fall into the line. You have enough confidence now that you feel like you can get that. And I believe anybody on this fucking panel can fucking get whatever they want. And if they're in a situation, especially Amin, because Amin, he going to do the whole B-Dot stupid face. He going to be like.
This nigga is the Martin Luther King of bagging hoes. I believe that everyone on this panel can bag whatever hoe they want, no matter how famous she is. Man.
You got to just believe.
I'm just saying, man.
Adesanya, just believe in yourself. Hey. You never bag a hoe. If you don't get up right now, put in the work.
Hey, man, for somebody that turned down Box a lot, man, I'm saying.
This guy. Man.
I'm so bad, Trey.
Hey, man, I missed you, bro.
Thank you. Well, I feel like we covered everything on this show. I'm so glad to be podding with you brothers again. Happy Easter to those who observe. For my people, doing Ramadan right now, stay strong, get that rest, get that food, get that mental, you know what I mean? And for next, for Big Jer, for Amin, for Jason Madison and myself, this has been a great episode of Bomb. And also, follow our relationship advice, man. Might save a life.